Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Мы начинаем наш воскресный вебинар, как всегда, в студии
вместе. Hello, dear friends. We're starting our weekly webinar. As usual, we have Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman here with us. And together with us is Sasha Kozlov, and I am Semyon Vinokur. We're teaching at the World Academy of Kabbalah. And we're going to continue the eternal topic of how to rise up in the spiritual degrees. Ask as many questions as you want on during the live broadcast. And how do you recommend we start? Dr. Leitman, start. You chose the topic. You're raising the questions. Semyon. Okay, so let us start with an excerpt by Baal HaSulam in the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The whole order of creation in all its manifestations is predetermined, and only in accordance with this goal, according to which humanity will develop and rise in its properties upward until it becomes able to feel the Creator in the same way as it feels the friend. And these properties are like steps of a ladder. They are numerous, and a person climbs them, overcoming one by one until he reaches his goal. Semyon, we said that there are different states, but it turns out that there is always an ascent and another ascent and another ascent. Dr. Leitman, no, it's because the descent is also as an ascent. That is the problem. How they say that you rise in holiness and you don't fall in holiness. From the beginning of creation till the end of creation, it is a constant ascent, and it is like that for everyone. Those who are successful, those who are unsuccessful, those who feel themselves as in those qualities, we always rise. At every second, at every moment, we, in any case, are closer, and we become closer and closer to the end of correction. Only we develop slower than what we could, and therefore we feel more descent than ascent, but it's just our subjective sensations. But really, according to the absolute property of things, we constantly advance. Semyon, that's a great thing, to feel the ascent as a descent. It turns out that there are no descents. Dr. Leitman, no, there are no descents. The problem is that the Creator wants humanity to progress with awareness of what it's going through, which is this ascent to eternity, to wholeness, to perfection, where at every second, at every moment, a person receives more and more closeness to spiritual abundance. However, the entire work is to feel that, whether a person feels that or not, to feel that we really advance. That is the problem. Semyon, please say, you talked about degrees. You said steps or degrees of the ladder. Is that something that also descends into our world? Dr. Leitman, no. We also rise now. Only that we rise in this part of the ladder which is called our world. That is this problematic, long form of ascent. Semyon, why is this period so long? Dr. Leitman, this period is long because we are in the spiritual still level. We cannot do anything by ourselves yet. We still have no quality of bestowal, no connection. Therefore, our ascent is very long. It takes place in this state where we are unaware. It's undesirable, and we need to pass that as quickly as possible. But when you tell people that we need to progress as quickly as possible, we need to come closer to each other and rise up the degrees, so then we have other things in life, we need to do something else. Semyon, maybe we'll start after the age of 40. Dr. Leitman, yeah, I have other problems and concerns. And that's how it all stops. Sasha, is it possible to ask a question? There is a question here where it's written that every degree is a step towards acquiring the qualities of the soul. How? What do I have within me where I can grab onto that degree and rise up onto it? What do I feel there? Dr. Leitman, you feel that you feel the creation. You feel the creation opening more and more toward you, surrounding you. You feel that you are in this closeness to connection, a serious form of connection with the upper force, the upper light. You constantly come closer to it to the same extent that you adapt yourself and relate yourself to that force. Sasha, could you say that these are states that are already within me in advance? Dr. Leitman, certainly, I will draw it. Otherwise, I'm just speaking and it disappears somewhere. We, together with you, are in a state called the collective soul. This collective soul suddenly shattered. It is called Adam because this state is Dome, or similar to the Creator. Adam is from the name Dome, which means similar in Hebrew, to the Creator. Similar to the Creator. From this state, the soul fell down into our world and shattered. It went through 5 degrees. The worlds Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, and it fell into our world. This is our world, the lowest, the most terrible, the darkest, and the worst possible world, and there is no worse state than this world. Every world is composed of 5 degrees. 5 parts called Malchut, Zeranpin, Bina, Chochma, Keter. Those are also 5 parts, and thus 5 times 5. And all in all, what you get is 125 steps. 125 steps or degrees from our state. We are here, that is us. Until the state which is called Dvekut, this clear adhesion with the Creator. Let us also write here, Dvekut, or adhesion. That is how Kabbalists call that state, Dvekut, or adhesion. Complete adhesion with the Creator. Sasha, how do these states exist within me in advance? How do I feel them? Dr. Leitman, when we are in our world, we feel nothing. When we start rising, every one of our ascents is an impression which grows in that we are in connection between us, meaning that we need to be here in a state of 10 sefirot, and this 10 needs to double itself. It connects itself. They connect more and more to each other, and then you get 10, then 100, then 1,000, etc., etc. The 10 squares itself more and more, and any less than a 10, there is nothing. Sasha, so I have this deficiency to feel, to receive what I feel when I rise. Dr. Lippmann, you get the feeling of connection with these 10 when you start this work between yourselves. So then together you start connecting, and that connection together is called the 10. It's not just 10 people who sit and listen to something, learn something, but when they want to connect so that the quality of connection that is between them, they need to seek that quality of connection between them. What is that quality of connection? It is completely concealed. They want to connect and find that quality. How do 10 egoists find that quality between them? When you seek to harm that goal and you try to gather them as one, so then you start feeling what qualities, what properties, how can you bring them closer to each other? And when you start doing that and when you start finding that, they don't find it with their own strength, not by themselves, but they find that because they start asking for it from the Creator. Then the Creator shows them gradually how to attain that quality. And then they start discovering that there is this quality which does not relate or belong to any of them, but it's an outcome of their efforts. And in that quality, they start feeling a new state, which is called a spiritual state. Sasha, that's something that was given in the beginning, and we just need to find it. Dr. Lippmann, yes, that feeling existed. We descended from it. That state was here in Adam. Here, that filled us. It is the state of connection. The attainment of connection is the attainment of the Creator. How can we attain that connection precisely from that in which we are far, very far from each other? We're completely detached, we're opposed to each other. And each time these distances increase between us, and each time we seek that center of that 10, and these circles of the 10 expand more and more, and the distances between us increase more and more, meaning that gap between us will increase more and more, and we will need, in any case, to try and find between us some common quality of connection. Connection doesn't mean that you need to be similar to me and him to the other, etc., etc. It means that we need to find this state, like in a game where you're seeking and seeking and seeking and you want to grasp onto some goal and all the goals are dispersed in your vision and you need to do such that you start feeling, how can I combine all these goals together? Sasha, when we grasp that point, this new sensation emerges from that. Dr. Lippmann, then you start feeling that I discovered the Creator. That quality is the Creator. Sasha, to that same extent, Dr. Lippmann, yes. The connection of all the opposed parts together, where they complement one another, that is what's interesting, that they complement each other. Boris, question. If there is nothing worse than our world, then it seems that there is nowhere to fall to. We're at the lowest possible point. Dr. Lippmann, there is nowhere to fall to. This is the worst possible world. What, do you think it's easier now because of that? Boris, no, it's worse. Dr. Lippmann, no, worse it cannot be. Boris, question. Igor from Moscow is asking, how is the order of creation influential upon each and every person so that he will feel the Creator in his life? Dr. Lippmann, we need to convince ourselves in that. We need to listen and read what Kabbalists tell us and try to somehow absorb it into ourselves. It's complicated. Many years pass until we start agreeing in general with what they write. And another few years until they start receiving passively what they're learning about. And then another few years in order to start taking it seriously, because it seems like a child's game that we need to connect between us. What's this Kabbalah? What is it telling us to do here? What's it talking about? What, it's in order to calm the kids down so that they won't make noise? And only afterward begins a process which is significant and serious, where a person feels rejection. And if a person overcomes that, then he reaches that closeness, that connection. Semyon, I remind you all, ask your questions. And here we have women from Yeshkaola, and we have many groups here today. And now we have this question. Alexander from Yekaterinburg is asking, attaining the thought of creation and reading the script of the Creator, who is the scriptwriter of our lives, would that make our lives boring if I attain that script? Dr. Leitman, don't worry, my dear, you don't depict to yourself what will reveal afterward. I don't even know how to say it. Such mountains, spaces, scenes, opportunities, possibilities that just don't exist in our world. So try as quickly as possible to exit from here. There is nothing worse than here. Boris, on Facebook, they are asking, 100 years ago and today, 100 in this 100-year period, and also in another 100 years, will humanity rise to a spiritual degree? Dr. Leitman, humanity will rise to a spiritual degree, but this ascent is definitive, and it actually descends. But to perceive it as an ascent, we reveal the light more and more. And on the other hand, we feel ourselves more and more developed. And at the same time, we feel ourselves more and more lower and emptier. We have reached a good state. Now we are entering a very good period where a new generation is coming to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Such people who do not yearn to conquer the world, to acquire it to in some way. They just need their computer and nothing other than that. You understand? That says a lot. A completely different person is appearing in our world. Semyon, maybe we should read another excerpt. Baal Sulam, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The revelation of the Creator is not a one-time action, but the gradual disclosure of all enormous steps in sufficient time, from above downward and from below upward. And at the end of each of the degrees, the Creator revealed. It is like an expert on all the countries and creations of this world who cannot say that the whole world is revealed to him until he has finished studying the last country and the last creation. And until he has achieved this, he has not yet comprehended the whole world. Thus is the attainment of the Creator. It takes place in the ways determined in advance. And everyone who asks is obliged to comprehend these ways in the higher and lower ones together. Dr. Leitman, yes, that is our entire path. If we could attain the Creator all at once, to swallow him all at once, it's impossible. His attainment is gradual, the attainment of his qualities which are opposite to his, and then again his qualities, and then again the opposite qualities, and then these transitions from the left line to the right line, and in these transitions we start attaining between them, these clashes between them, in those clashes between them we start revealing the Creator. It doesn't relate to the left line and not to the right line. He relates to the connection between them in the middle line. And when that friction, that clash happens between those two, so then in that passageway there is this action which is the revelation of the Creator. That comes to a person from a practical action of a person. You know that from our world. We can say a lot. We can talk about what we learn and what we attain. However, when we truly attain something, then it is impossible to pass that feeling onward. That attainment is as if it was born in you. And then each one who attains, whoever didn't attain it doesn't have it. Meaning it's not just knowledge, it's attainment. It's the result, the derivative of the efforts that one invested. Therefore, the revelation of the Creator is based and built precisely on that in which one needs to not be afraid of those clashes between me understanding or not understanding, truth and falseness. That doesn't matter. The main thing are the efforts. And when you invest those efforts and you try, as it's called, you go head first into the wall, as it's called, so then they build these qualities in you in which the Creator is attained. What I want to say here is that the revelation of the Creator doesn't take place directly. Therefore, he says that it's not a one-time action, but a gradual disclosure of all enormous steps in the time that is given for that. Meaning, the attain here is not to leave. And then, at the end of it all, there will appear in you those required preparations for the Creator's revelation. Sasha, question from Facebook. What are the efforts that are considered correct? What exactly is the effort? Dr. Leitman, the efforts take place only, as we discussed, where you try, together with the friends, to try and find that mutual point of connection between you. That is that central point of connection, the center of the ten. That is the goal of all of your efforts. Sasha, Vladimir from Krasnoyarsk is asking, I feel the friend, but what does it mean if I feel his desire and at that same way I feel the Creator as the friend? Or is there some kind of other definitions here? Dr. Leitman, you will start feeling the friend and the Creator a lot closer and in a much better and more qualitative way than you currently do. Semyon, look, we have questions on the screen. Plovdiv, Dr. Leitman, Plovdiv. Question. Hello. How can we progress practically on the spiritual ladder? What is spiritual attainment? We learn that the wisdom of Kabbalah practically is work in the ten. Where do we feel that, Dr. Leitman? In the ten, when you try to connect together in one point, in the center of the ten, you reach a state which is called spiritual. Because from 10 different qualities of yours, the efforts to connect in that one point, those same 10 qualities that connect as one, the one sum that connects there is called the Creator. Afterward, after you attained that, and you start feeling that you have this contact with the upper force, you immediately start feeling how you, from that central point in the circle, you detach from one another, and there appears in you this lack of trust, hatred, rejection, this mutual disagreement among you, and your Creator also disappears as a result. And you need to gather together once again. You need to connect together, try to connect, but that's already in the next degree, as it's called. And again, you'll attain that point of connection, and in it you will feel the Creator. That will be the second degree of attainment. You will feel the qualities. You'll feel more of the inner qualities, etc.
Здравствуйте, Рав. У меня такой вопрос.
Question from Moscow. Hello, Dr. Leitman. I have this question. In the previous lesson, you said that in order to attain freedom, you need to attain, you said, the central point of Tiferet. And now you said that it's not the right line or the left line. How do we connect all of that together in that same middle third of Tiferet where the Creator is the middle line and not the right or the left? How do we connect all that into one? Dr. Leitman, you won't succeed to connect all that now. It'll just be a confusion. So put that aside for now. You heard it? You heard it. Put it aside somewhere in your head. The main thing now is just to consider what feeling we need to reach. Question from Almaty. Question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. How much is a dance in a mutual pace and rhythm can help the revelation of the Creator? Dr. Leitman. He's always on the left side there. He engages in Sufism, Dr. Leitman. What dance is he talking about? Tango with a friend, Dr. Leitman. So what does he mean? Like closeness and farness with a friend? He should say that because people don't know what he's talking about. When we start coming closer to each other in the center of the circle, so certainly in that movement, there are actions that replace one another. We come closer, we go further away, we come closer again, we become more remote in qualities, in quantities that vary. Of utmost importance is to try to aspire to that. It's even less important to attain it, but it's more important to yearn to the Creator, but more important than that are our efforts, and not that we attain something. We need, that we exert and invest efforts. Together with that, we need to ask from the Creator, meaning to include Him as this partner, meaning we need to yearn for the center of the circle and also request that the Creator will be with me, that He will sharpen my sensations, that He will bring me closer to my friends and them to me, etc. Meaning I always want to find, together with my friends and with the Creator, the center of the circle. And that always escapes us, and we always try to find Him. And that is the search for the spiritual qualities, which doesn't exist in us, but we precisely reveal that. When we are 10 egoists trying to connect between ourselves on a single point, there appears, is born that spiritual quality between us, and in it we reveal the Creator. Who else should we ask? Riga. Question. Good evening. In the sources, it is written that in attainment,
и тело, и ну, все такое. У меня и жизнь такое было. Первое, я думаю, постижение шарахнуло вот так, что я не помнила ни свое «я». Ну,
all of his essence, everything in his body, everything comes into attainment. I've also had such an attainment in my life.
Я хотел спросить,
Dr. Lightman, yes? Question in a this energetic attainment. It hurt me physically. And I wanted to ask, such states, are they out of the ordinary in order to awaken us? I don't want to be in such states. Dr. Lightman. In the meantime, there is no connection of that to spirituality. Spiritual attainments are completely good, pleasant. It's light that fills us. It's warm. It's good. It's not how you depict it. But also your attainments, in any case, guide you in a good and warm way. So, continue. Nikolaev, question.
Здравствуйте, учитель. Поясните, пожалуйста.
Вот
объединение в десятке.
Please explain.
Это достижение.
Connection in the ten.
Свойство каждым дополнение
вернее. That attainment.
Каждым до десяти.
And complementarity of qualities of each one to ten.
Как это понять?
Dr. Lightman, how should we understand that? Question. When we connect in the ten, Dr. Lightman, when you connect, you want for the entire ten to be felt as a single whole, where your yearnings will meet in the middle. Not you individually and not your earthly qualities, but your yearnings to the Creator. You want them to all connect together in a single point, and then you will discover in that point the Creator. Question. Yes, but in that point there will be 10 qualities. Dr. Lightman, yes. Yes, thank you. And then that point will be a, as it's called, a spiritual partsuf. Krasnodar, question. Hello. Please say, you said that you need to connect the opposites. What does it mean to connect the opposites, Dr. Lightman? Really, we are all opposed to one another. Maybe that's what I meant. I don't know in what connection I said that. We all need to understand that our connection is built on that in which, despite us being completely different from one another, we in any case want to connect and hold that despite the differences between us, the oppositions between us, I would even say our rejections from each other. In any case, we want to be connected together. Since our spiritual vessel in which the Creator is revealed is composed of 10 qualities that are completely opposed to one another, and they connect between themselves, above themselves, where no one sees in the other any possibility to connect, and beyond them, but beyond them they connect, meaning beyond, above, against their qualities, in rejection to themselves. As such, they connect with others. It can be a very unpleasant feeling in the beginning. However, depict to yourself that something, you're repelled from something. You cannot touch it. But you overcome yourself. You touch it. It's so repulsive, ugly.
Построено ощущение Творца и Высшего мира. Ведь эти категории, они нам
upon these sensations, the Creator, the upper world,
они отторгаются нами инстинктивно, ведь мы
These sensations are completely opposite from us. We repel them, we reject them, we all want to receive for ourselves. And suddenly here we need to bestow. It's a sensation that I cannot even touch. It makes fear trembling in me. Simeon, trembling is nothing. It's like kissing the toad, like you said once. Dr. Aitman, yes, we need to kiss that toad and then everything will reveal as a beautiful princess. That's correct. Okay, let us continue. Kharkov, question.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот в этом мире все любят получать, и получать любят вплоть до нравоучения.
In this world, everyone likes to receive.
Скажите, пожалуйста, какой духовный?
But no one likes to study. What is the spiritual root of that? Dr. Leitman, egoism.
Получать, потому что он таким образом властвует над другими.
The ego likes to receive because that's how it controls others. We need to try to get rid of that. To Simeon, when you study, you need to annul yourself. Dr. Leitman, when I learn, I need to annul myself, lower myself towards something.
Новосибирск.
Новосибирск. Question.
У меня вот такой вопрос. Есть ли шанс...
Hello, this is the question I have.
Занимаюсь в одиночку.
Is it possible to reach spiritual attainment without a 10 if I learn alone? Dr. Leitman, whoever learns alone cannot have any chance of reaching spirituality in any way. Simeon, that's a once and for all explanation. Dr. Leitman, that's how we are developing today. Novosibirsk, Tbilisi still hasn't asked.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Ну вот слушай урок, да, и приходишь к выводу, что...
Hello, Dr. Leitman. I watch the lesson and I reach the conclusion that there are such repulsive states before me, for example, kissing the toad. That's very unpleasant. I don't want to progress to that. Dr. Leitman, of course I don't want to progress to that. There's nothing more repulsive than going against our ego. It's impossible. It's simply impossible. Kissing the toad is still doable. It's still in the framework of our world, but here it's beyond our world. It's impossible. Do you understand that? Question. So where do I get the strength to go in this and to do something impossible? Dr. Leitman, you need to ask, why did the Creator place such conditions before you? Well, it's in order for you to request from him. That's how you reach connection with him. Йошкар Ола. Your question, please. Question. Hello. Please say. People play computer games a lot today. When you enter a game, you enter a certain state. Where does that bring us? How do we need to relate to all that? Dr. Leitman. What should I tell you? Today's generation lives in that. It doesn't need anything. In previous generations, I remember people my age, boys, girls, we dreamt about some nice clothes. Some physical, corporeal elements. Things that were material, corporeal. Today's generation doesn't need all that. Give it a corner, it needs a room, it doesn't want to be in connection with anyone. A phone with a good internet, with a computer with a good internet, and pizza and cola, and that's it. Leave him alone, quietly. He doesn't need anything other than that. What else does a person need? We have such apartments, which are like just these little corners. You go in there, Sleep, sit, you don't need anything else. It's a special generation. It has a very special ego, which is already directed at the spiritual world. It doesn't need big wealth and big attainments in this world. Look at what we're investing in the years of the 60s and the 70s. I remember my childhood. When I was young, we would run after completely different things. Now it's all changed. Values are virtual. And that's very good. From here to spirituality, it's a small distance. Therefore, you should really love those who are playing computer games. Sochi, question. If we connect and we feel this mutual regret, rejection to each other, and we overcome that, we continue and we go on and on like that, so the feeling of the Creator in practice, does that come like light appears in the day, or is it something more gradual? Dr. Leitman, that feeling, we prepare it. It needs to be prepared from within, and then it appears sometimes in this incomprehensible way, and sometimes it becomes expressed gradually. It happens differently in different kinds of people. Semyon, it reveals differently to each person. Dr. Leitman, no. There are a few characteristics here, a few kinds of revelation of the Creator, and a person invites it alone through his action. Ростов, question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. The question is as follows. Why do we see all the actions in dissemination, in mingling, in connection, work in the group, in the ten? There's still this feeling of despair that you're not doing enough for spirituality, despite that you use everything before you. Why does the Creator send such feelings of helplessness and despair, disappointment? Dr. Leitman, you're speaking very nicely. I like how you're asking the question. The Creator, despite all the efforts of yours and this very precise yearning that you have, he gives you this feeling where you, in the meantime, you're dissatisfied, and he wants you through that to direct yourself in a more refined way. But ask him. He's concealed from you, so it's on his name. That's his name. He's concealed. So ask him, what do you want from me? How else can I come closer to you? Show me. Hint to me. Start playing with him in such a way. And then you will see that you, when you express these demands, these desires of yours, you will start feeling within them the answers. Don't be ashamed of that. He likes such dialogue. The upper force, otherwise, is amorphous. It's around us, and the more that you awaken it, more and more, through more and more questions, through more and more sensations, so in that way, in a more refined way, you'll be able to feel him. Sophia, question. Bulgaria, Sophia.
Что кто-то что-то там говорит, но мы не слышим.
София.
София.
Someone saying something there and not hearing it. София.
Мы ничего не слышим.
We don't hear you.
Говорите.
You can speak now.
Добрый день.
Друзья, можно сказать только в десятке.
Hello, Rav and friends.
Повторите.
I didn't understand the question. Please repeat.
Что они там слушают?
Это перевод, наверное, идет, но не знаю.
What are they hearing there?
Любомир, ну.
Слышно?
Да.
Слышно?
Да. Слышно.
You hear? Yes, we hear.
Добрый день.
Откуда у них какой-то там звук?
Это перевод, наверное.
Какой перевод должен быть?
They have some kind of voice in there. Some kind of, maybe it's translation. They, what translation? They understand Russian excellently. Good day to the world, clear. Good day to you, Rav. Can I ask whether it's possible to attain spirituality? No, can we ask on behalf of the virtual tent, Dr. Leitman, who's translating there? Is it possible to attain the Creator in the virtual group? Is the question, Dr. Leitman. It is possible to attain the Creator in a virtual tent.
Ну что, пойдем на виртуальный?
Mac виртуальный.
Mac VG.
Mac VG, the World Academy of Kabbalah virtual group. Question. Hello, everyone. We have a few questions. What is a ten? How is it possible to understand it correctly from my heart, from within myself? Can you please answer? Explain. Dr. Leitman, how can I understand what is a ten in my heart when I try, together with my friends, to insert all my friends into my heart, to build in my heart, to build such a form of the ten where they are all connecting as a single form. Then that mutual form built of ten, I try to feel it as one. And I try to connect it to formulate it in connection with the Creator. What do I need other than, what do I need with these ten parts to bring them to be equal to the Creator? Try to do that and you'll see what kind of questions arise in you. Moscow? Question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. This is the question. Is it worthwhile to prevent a good evening meal if you know that afterwards you would sleep as you should and you'll have less time to be in connection with the group? Dr. Leitman, that's such a chain of events that I wouldn't recommend doing that. How could it be? I, in advance, plan what do I need to do in order to get up for the lesson. And 1 or 2 hours before the lesson, I need to be ready to read something, to absorb something, to prepare myself for certain sensations. Otherwise, how can I be responsible before my friends? Semyon, the goal is before you. Dr. Leitman, certainly the goal. I am before my students. I don't see them as my students. I see them as friends. I want through them to feel and to receive everything. Me too. I'm not in this state of perfection. So I prepare for the lesson. I check what do I need to prepare. I know in advance what is the topic of the lesson. The topic is before me, and then I read something on that topic. I aim myself as they tune a musical instrument before playing it, and I say, not just to direct and aim myself properly, but not coming to the lesson, it's just unacceptable in the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning to enjoy a good meal. You cannot question. You cannot compare an evening meal with the lesson. Dr. Leitman, I don't really know what you're talking about. Don't have the evening meal. Have it later in the afternoon then.
Что мы дальше делаем?
Есть у нас перевод. Меделин есть у нас.
Есть у нас Меделин. Прошу вас. Меделин.
What this guy wants to overeat, I don't understand. Okay, what else do we have? Medellin.
Buenos días, Climundi. Usted comenzó hablando de las 10 fichas. Ese es el motivo por el cual nos reunimos en decenas. Y si es así, ¿cómo ver a los amigos no como amigos, sino como sefirot? Muchas gracias.
¿Представляет ли десятка 10 сферот?
Десятка, правильная десятка.
Is the ten сферот?
В правильном состоянии представляет собой 10 сферот. Да, это так.
The ten in its proper gathering is ten сферот. Yes.
Азербайджан есть у нас.
What else should we do? Azerbaijan. Yes. Question from Azerbaijan. Dear Rav, the question is as follows. Our main work is in the ten. And the ten is the principal kli for the attainment of the Creator. Dr. Leitman, yes. The question is this. Why do we need to pray? What do we need to pray for? Dr. Leitman.
Вы в десятке ничего не сможете сделать сами. Вы должны пытаться собираться.
You'd be able to do nothing in the ten by yourself. You need to try and gather in the ten and see how much you succeed, and then you will see that you completely fail. You cannot do anything. And then you turn to the Creator and you say, look, we're trying to gather in the ten, but we're failing. We can't do anything. And then He helps you. Meaning you need a ten in order to reach a prayer, in order to request from the Creator to help you in the ten, in order that you will connect, and by doing so, you reach connection with the Creator. But you need to bring that ten before Him, where you show Him that you try to do that and you completely fail, and then He will make it that you will succeed. That's how it works.
Ну все у нас как-то мы всех прошли.
Есть вопросы. Очень много вопросов, которые пришли.
Да, ну давайте еще, может что-то успеем.
Ну такой вопрос от Руслана. Можно ли так сказать?
Boris, we have many more questions. Ruslan is asking this. Could we say that the Creator wants to give us everything and we can only take what we're capable of bestowing by ourselves? Dr. Leitman, certainly. Sasha from Facebook is asking. There is no ten friends. Is it possible to advance? Dr. Leitman, at least two. If there's anyone else other than you, at least one. Sasha, you need to search for those friends especially. Dr. Leitman, of course.
Конечно, на всех материках. Тут нет проблем никаких.
Из YouTube Юлия спрашивает.
Yeah, we have people in every place. It's not a problem. Julia from YouTube is asking, please say, why do we always have doubts? Where does that come from? Dr. Leitman, the doubts, their goal is that we will build ourselves correctly. Semyon, Vladimir from YouTube is asking, where do we gather? Where do the efforts for connection meet? Dr. Leitman, the efforts for connection accumulate in the heart, and then we build a mutual common heart, the sum of that mutual common heart. Boris, question from YouTube. It's a translated question from John. When you speak about the light that we need to receive, what is that light that we need to aim at? Dr. Leitman, when I say light, I mean the quality of bestowal which is called light or creator or upper force or positive force. That's what they mean, the Kabbalists, when they say light. Semyon, Pavel from YouTube is asking, the revelation of the Creator crossing the Maksom mean is something that happens to the whole ten or just a few of the friends? Dr. Leitman, it could happen only to a few of the friends in different qualities, in different expressions. It doesn't have to be something that belongs to everyone together, because each one depicts the ten in a different way. Attainment, in any case, is individual, even though it takes place through connection with others. Boris, question from Facebook. How much time does it take to balanced, constant states, constant low states. Dr. Lehman, I don't understand what he's talking about. What's he talking about? Engaging in some work that isn't necessary. What does it mean to straighten states? There is no such work. Sasha, another question from Facebook. Why do you speak about the center of the center of the circle and not of the group? Dr. Lehman, circle means everyone is equal. All the friends who try to connect are equal in that, and geometrically that comes together as a circle. Sasha, in me who the one who fields, Dr. Lehman, our efforts to connect, accumulate, gather together, and through them, in that center of the circle where we gather, there the Creator is revealed. Semyon, maybe we can ask again the from Yashka Ola. Dr. Lehman, no. Maybe we should ask Almaty. Good evening, Dr. Lehman and the World Kli. In relation to nuances of advancement, ascent up the spiritual steps. I want to know. We say that our advancement to the goal takes place like plus, minus, ascent, descent. Could we say that my ascent to a spiritual degree, to a higher spiritual degree, are like birth contractions, where a person enters complete darkness, emptiness, or if he is in a state of great joy? Dr. Lehman, yes, you're saying everything correctly. Firstly, it's felt that you have this language where once they spoke that way, you speak in a very cultured, academic way, and you say everything correctly, and I don't have anything to add. We have another few minutes. Boris, maybe it's the last question from Bella from YouTube. Why do you have so much strength to deal with us, Dr. Lehman? Okay, I'll tell you. Really, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is, how does this wisdom called? It's a wisdom to receive and not to bestow. You think I'm giving to you? I'm receiving from that. Because when you give, you receive. Therefore, I always have the strength. Perhaps physically the body cannot work as it should, but really, there is no tiredness in bestowing. On the contrary, you become fulfilled all the time. You are like exploding from within. It's a great pleasure. Therefore, I recommend you all to reach that as quickly as possible. Start teaching. It's very beneficial. Expand your horizons more and more, your circles. And double yourselves, multiply yourselves in more and more groups, and you'll see how much that will draw you forward. Whoever has a group, whoever is teaching, at least a few people, you cannot depict how much a person progresses from that. The Creator will treat him, because through him, it passes through to more and more people. It is very important where through you, there will be more people. You'll see how wonderful that is and how good that is. Well, we will meet in another week. Wait, Boris, we just have one announcement. On the 18th of January in Novosibirsk, there is going to be a gathering of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You can see now the information in the chat. And other than that, on our YouTube channel, you can speak about what you heard now on the video and share your impressions. Dr. Lehman, I bless you all. Have a great week. I very much wish for you to multiply and grow until our next meetings. And goodbye.